Jai Gurudev. This is the speech given by Dr. R.K. on the 12th of March 2008 as a part of the online classes. The four points of Kalanemi Mat Banu, the last lecture of Pujya Gurudev on the stage of Shantikunj, have been explained, and more details about the four files that need to be maintained regularly by everybody have been told. Each of these files contains the information related to the rules and responsibilities of every individual, events related to the 21st century bright future as observed in our daily life, thought revolution, and the correlation of the self-help books and Gurudev's literature respectively. In the context of the thought revolution, Dr. R.K. explains about the special meditation which, when performed daily, forms a net of love covering the world and draws together the people with noble qualities towards this moment. Jai Gurudev.
Once you understand the importance of what I am trying to convey to you and what Pujya Gurudev wanted you to do, you should make yourself free from many entanglements. But of course, this is again a common sense aspect, because there are certain job orientations, certain family propositions which you may not overcome, but you have to overcome. So the first thing, the foremost thing, is no new responsibilities, cutting down your responsibilities, and then planning a regular timetable, if possible every day 2 hours, if not weekly once, or monthly 1 month, yearly 1 month, or something like that. Therefore, this is the first rule you have to every day see that you are following. Don't take any new responsibilities, new burdens, and then try to get a fixed time daily or in a fixed way. That is, you plan your timetable. The next point is, the third point which you have to remember is, you have to read every day the last paragraph of Kalanemi Kavaddu. I think it is in Telugu, Hindi and English. It is better if you read the last paragraphs in all these three languages. Gurudev has given 4 points in the last paragraph. If anyone has it with you, can you enumerate the four points that Gurudev has enumerated in the last paragraph of that article? One is, you are all devatas. The second point, he has done all the work. Third point, you have to work like the followers of Rama and Krishna and get name and credit. You see the last paragraph and enumerate the 4 points. If you have, if not, don't waste your time and tell me that you don't have a copy of it. My children, these are the 4 points, and remember them well. The first point I have told is, you are all devatas, just as were the bears and monkeys of Ramayana. The second point is, to give you name, fame and glory, I have terminated all your enemies and I have kept ready the throne for you to ascend. Third point is, don't worry. Don't worry about your personal problems. Who will solve your personal problems? Gurudev says, my punya and my penance will do it. My punya, which is being continued from the past, so many life after lives, will be of use for everyone, but will not be used for some. You people underline that, but it will not be used for some. My work will not stop, it will grow, it will go on increasing. But remember, you have to protect yourself from Kalanemi. If she go off target, I will be sorry and feel what a lovable child I have lost. Complete the sentence. So these are the four points which you have to remember always. The first point I have told you is, you are all devatas. All of you got it? The second point is to give you name, fame and glory, I have terminated all your enemies. The third point is, don't worry about your personal problems. And what is the fourth point? Protect yourself from calling in. All of you got the four points? So, this must be in your first file, which you should always keep with you and every day follow it. First is no new problems or no designations or interest to be developed. The second is plan your day and plan your time and plan your week and plan your month. And of course the whole year taught it. And the last one, these four points of what Gurudev has said, that we are all devatas, I have cleaned everything and given you a free field to get name, fame and glory. Don't worry about your personal problems. And of course, protect yourself from calamity. So, this type of understanding, this type of understanding and developing, creating the files, and they should be not computer files. You make a file in the computer, but have a printout also. The first file is for your reading. It says about you are not taking any responsibilities and your responsibilities, so that you may be free for the coming years. You plan for the first 6 months, and then later we will see how it develops. So I am talking only about the first 6 months. Is it clear to you all? That is until October 14th. You see that no responsibilities are taken, and you plan the days, how much time you are going to work, and etc. etc. And third is, you should understand Kalanemi Madhvano. So this is the first file. The second file, you have to gather the data I have told about the 21st century being the Ujjwal Bhavishya, a bright future. You have to maintain a file for it, not only of what points I am telling you here, but also from the newspapers, from various sources. Accidentally you may come across an article in some magazine. Cut them and paste them as a proof of what Gurudev has said is happening, as a proof that things are moving in the direction where the 21st century brings the bright future. That is the second file about 21st century. And of course, in that file, I would suggest you people to put the headings of the two books, Mahakranti Pustakamala 1 and 2. Gurudev has given special headings for each chapters. You put those chapters as the headings for your file of 21st century, the bright future. So this is the second file. First file, your responsibilities. Second file, 21st century, bright future, your details, magazine clippings, and other things which you think are related to that particular type of development. And then I told you about the Vichara Kranti Abhiyan. I think all of you have got the photo of the Lal Mashal. Everyone got it? I am proceeding with the daily meditation you are supposed to do on this particular symbol. The Lal Mashal is to be utilized as your special meditation symbol. For these 6 months, this symbol will be a source of power, information and guidance for you people. That is what I am going to tell you now. Are you ready for it? All of you? Right. Hear me carefully. Just see the figure very, very closely. You have an aura. Are you able to see the arrow of the aura? It shows the continuous protection through divine power. Continuous protection through divine power. All of you got it? The aura shows continuous protection from divine power. And then you have the fire itself, not the light coming from the fire, but the fire itself. And what is the fire? It is the divine energy being given to you for new creation. The divine energy being given to you for new creation. So the aura is the divine protection. The fire is the divine energy. And the, what we call the torch, the physical part of the torch, which is not on fire but which is carrying the fire, what in Telugu we say as the kagada, is the desire, determined desire, our sankalpa for new creation, handle the pledge of reformation. And when we say pledge, we mean the sankalpa. And of course the hand is our hands. You remember, when you see the hand, the fist is not one fist, but together we are holding the divine determination, the pledge, for divine power of new creation being spread everywhere. So the hand is collective organizing power. And of course, this power rises from the mass. But which type of mass? You please remember, this is the people we are to gather around the handle. Those who have good thoughts, good wishes. They may be of any cadre, any caste, any religion, whether women or men. Any human being which have noble qualities and noble desires can join the hand in the pledge, so that the energy of a new regeneration gets the protection of the divine. Is this much part of the figure clear to you all? Now this is the meditation which you have to do every day morning. You visualize this figure, the group of people, and from this group of people, the new era world servers, the hand is rising as a totality. Are you all following the meditation? Probably you are recording it also. First you visualize yourself on planet Earth and send the feelings. I am not saying the thoughts. No thoughts, please. Only feelings. The emotions. Do you understand what I mean by a feeling? When I say I love somebody, it is a thought. But when I say I love my master, it is a feeling, a quanta of energy. Do you understand the difference between the words I am using? I am saying you are on the planet Earth. You have just awakened from your sleep. Don't open your eyes. Go into the Shavasana, the relaxation pose, and then visualize that your love is being sent all over the world, so that it attracts people with noble thoughts and noble desires. Don't try to feel that they are attracted towards you. be very specific and very clear in what I am telling. You are not trying to visualize or attract anybody to your personality, to your body. You are trying to send just a quanta of love, a fraction of love, a packet of love. That love which flows into the atmosphere, into the environment, prepares a web with like-minded people who may not be knowing you at all. All of you got this point very clear? You have to send a thoughts of love to like-minded people throughout the world, throughout the planet Earth. You cover the entire planet Earth with your love, but you are not covering the planet. Your love energy is slowly spreading and engulfing the whole world. And now your thought waves or threads mingle with like-minded threads of love of other people who are not very clear about these ideas, and this forms a hazy net. Just like a mosquito net, we have a net of noble qualities and noble desires of all classes of people throughout the world, covering the whole world. Is this much clear? A web covering the planet Earth. And now this web is the Prabha Mandala, the aura. What does the aura signify? The aura is the continuous protection from divine power. Perpetual protection of divine power. Now, are you able to understand that the small packet of love, as you shoot it upwards, lying on your bed in the yoga mudra pose or in the shavasana pose, has now become a great network. And it is the perpetual protection of divine power which draws it to the planet Earth. Now do you understand the importance of this meditation? Whether those who are there, who are born for this work, know you or not, you have engulfed them in the protection of the divine power. This is the first step, the formation of the divine web. And now slowly from your heart, see the divine flame rising in your body upwards, spreading the heat. You know what is heat? It is the heat which touches the earth. It is the heat which creates. It is the heat which makes a seed sprout. So that's divine heat for divine consciousness. Divine energy is springing from your hearts, not brain. Can you understand this? It is springing from your hearts, not the brain. The brain has drawn the web, the low energy spark, the net giving protection, and now you are hatching the eggs. Those who are ready to come forward to help us, those who are in the form of a seed, are now being engulfed in the fire of divine creation. This is the second part. The net, the aura, the fire in the heart. Now we come to the third part, the handle, the kagada, the hand. All of our energies, the five energies, later I will tell you about these five energies when I go into the aspects of Gayatri Panchamukhi. But now what you do is, your body is becoming the handle. You are the pyre over which the divine energy is lit. That is what Mataji says in her 1 o'clock meditation. You are becoming light. You are becoming the fire. So you can visualize now yourself as your backbone as the handle, your brain as the fire, and your five powers, the right hand side five fingers and the left hand side five fingers gripping the handle through both hands, even though only one hand is shown. Is this clear? And now what will happen is, when you visualize this, the divine protection for all over the world, the planet Earth, and then the sprouting of divine energy in those individuals who are specially born for this, the seeds are being sprouted, and their bodies will become the carriers of divine energy, the handle of divine energy. So you visualize that, and then as you get up, you try to feel that you are trying to gather as many people as possible today into your net, physically. Now we come to the physical aspect of the group formation. And this particular process of meditation has to be repeated every day in the morning. And this is our abhiyan, our mission of thought revolution. All of you got it? Okay, now you form a file, and this file of meditation, abhiyan means the mission of thought revolution. So this is what you have to meditate from today, the moment you get up. And tomorrow I will talk to you about other things. Thank you. And remember that our mission should grow. The packet of energy being sent into the earth. And then when you get up from the bed, physical grouping. These two different aspects. Is it clear to you all? The moment you get up, you are talking about physical grouping. You are all in the physical grouping aspects. And what we do in the morning meditation is the aura, where it is the hazy aspect. And those who have read about Mother Mira, they can understand how she visualized while she slept something coming up from her navel, spreading all over the Paris town, and people who are in difficulty coming and seeking her aid. Any questions? So today I have given you a special meditation about the Lalmasha. Jai Gurudev.